to send it out to you. Final look at the roads before Fox today.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still no accidents, no delays reported to the traffic center this morning. That little delay that was between North Boulevard and the River Bridge is all gone on 65 southbound. We are seeing business pick up around the boulevard, especially over around I-85 and the Eastern Boulevard between Carmichael Road and Atlanta Highway. Also seeing a little bit of heavy traffic on North Boulevard up around Lagoon Park. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride, and Atlanta Highway looks really good. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence has many plans to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
It's August 14th, the greatest day ever. On the 14th of August, 1945, comedian Steve Martin is born. The events of the day are best told in his own words.
It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child.
Have a great August 14th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACB Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
We'll salute Steve at 8:73 this hour.
Stand by for news.
It's 8.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Two people are hurt by a man driving a car into pedestrians and people on bikes near Parliament in London. It's being treated as terrorism.
Our priority now is to formally establish the identity of the suspect and establish his motivation if we can. He is not currently cooperating.
Scotland Yard Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu. An anonymously set up online fundraising page for the now fired FBI agent Peter Strzok has more than $211,000 in donations toward his legal fees and lost income.
Strzok had been removed from the Russia investigation after anti-Trump text messages were revealed last year. Strzok worked at the FBI for more than two decades. He was central to the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, but a Justice Department Inspector General's report found bias did not influence decisions made by investigators in that case.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Some morning radio programs are filled with a bunch of jerks. Well, not this one. You found Greg Budell.
I was born a poor black child.
Jay Scott.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Emily Hayes.
And remember, the Lord loves a working man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
He hates these cans! Stay away from the cans!
So grab your thermos and sit back. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
You see that? That's sh**. And this? Shinola.
Shinola.
Son, you're gonna be all right.
I think we all know the difference here. It is Three Men and a Lady. We will salute Steve Martin on birthday number 73. Here in the studio.
Hey, Scott.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay!
She's feeling too good. And, of course, the incorrigible and Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
See, your voice sounds fine, and you sound happy and up. That was really well done.
Jay makes fun of the way my face is when I read spots or talk about people.
Jay.
It's like Mickey Rooney and My Fair Lady making fun of me.
It's overcast right now, but look for a sun and cloud mix today with a high temperature around 93 and the heat index near 100 again. So far, it sounds like a pretty routine forecast, right? Scattered random hit or miss showers and storms for a few lucky towns. That'll cool you down, and if you get one, you are very lucky, mostly in the afternoon and evening. They'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow,
The difference tomorrow is hardly any storms around. Isolated, perhaps, a hot day. Good bit of sun tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 90s. And the heat index tomorrow, 102 to 104, will be teetering close to a heat advisory, perhaps. Then on Thursday, rain chances are a little better at 40%. More closer to, you know, about 60% scattered to numerous storms on Friday and Saturday. And a decent chance Sunday as well with high temperatures right around 90. Now, this morning, with cloudy skies at the moment, 94% relative humidity, calm winds, the temperature is 76 at 8:07.
Want to hear some fun audio?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I get a collection. I haven't previewed this yet because I was too busy trying to fix things this morning that didn't get fixed. But this is a woman in South Carolina named Cecily Hennigan.
Where in South Carolina?
She used to sing with the Irish Rovers. It doesn't say, just South Carolina at a McDonald's where she sang the McDonald's drive-thru song.
Well, I want a number six super size with a Sprite and large fries. Must be ketchup only, please. But don't you forget the cheese. I got a sweet tooth, but I'm in a hurry. Can I get one small McFlurry? Give me one of them sprinkle with some M&M's. I'm feeling it. Excuse me, ma'am, lady. Can you tell me?
You get the gist of it. Here's 500 guitarists playing Highway to Hell.
One, two.
This is in Australia.
Three.
It comes in with those.
You get the gist of it.
You get the gist of it. 500 guitarists. Another thing we might have time to spend a minute on. The worst albums of all time.
I got to go with Heartbeat, She's a Love Beat by Tony DeFranco.
Didn't make the list, Rich. Nope. I'm sorry. Artists that made the list but not the top 10 include Nickelback, Alanis Morissette.
Nickelback.
From her Suicide Again album.
And yet Nickelback was on the...
Higher than the Beatles?
Top 100.
Yeah, that's still a bunch of crap if you ask me.
Backstreet Boys, Megadeth, Queen and Paul Rogers, Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em, Rod Stewart, The Chainsmokers, my favorite band, and Mariah Carey. They're in among those that receive consideration, but the top 10 worst albums of all time. Should I run down the top five?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since I have my handy hot
Yeah, of all time.
Number five.
One by Dirty Vegas.
Okay.
I don't remember.
This is an interesting one.
Number four.
Testify by Phil Collins in 2002.
Interesting.
Number three.
Viva Brothers' Famous First Words, just 7 short years ago. Seems like yesterday that came out.
Number two.
Limp Bizkit with Results May Vary. That was number two on the list.
Oh, you probably could have put all five of them. Limp Bizkit on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, you ready for the big loser?
Number one.
Playing with Fire by Kevin Federline. A name I had completely forgotten until I saw this
list. Yeah, exactly. Man, old Britney's old squeeze.
The rest of the top 10 includes albums by Lil Wayne, Charlie Puth.
Puth?
Puth. You know what they call his fans, don't you? Louis the...
Jasmine Bleeth is one of them.
You're so naughty.
Flick Dogs and Ponies by Louis XIV was a Puddle of Mud's Life on Display.
Oh, Puddle of Mud.
And Fortune.
Hey, what happened to like Kim Kardashian's album?
Hey, one day if you want to get under the buttery one's skin.
No, I try to stay off his radar.
Gosh, I don't even know if I'd bring this up. And I've known him 30. Next year will be 40 years I've known this man.
We should have a friendship party for y'all.
We should. May 16th is the day.
Friendversary.
Hey. What were you going to say?
Go ahead.
That you're not sure you should even bring this up?
No, it was a song we started playing on our station by a group I'd never heard of, and it didn't really go anywhere. He kind of took a roll of the dice on it. And you got to respect a program director who will try something new and not just go with the same old 10 songs and hot names.
Of course.
No, I can't.
You can't?
Oh, please. Can you tell us off the air? You are
the
chicken.
The album that Skipper found in a garage sale recently, Terry Bradshaw has to be on that list too.
Oh God, Terry Bradshaw made an album.
He's
country.
He's sort of countryish. Yeah, I think he's made 3 albums.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Terry Bradshaw, add that to your collection.
Gee, who wouldn't want to listen to that?
Sure, that's on Spotify.
If you walk into your living room or another room in the house, and there's an album-sized stain in the plaster, that is a sign that water's coming in through the roof, but it does not mean when you see it, you have to overreact. Doesn't mean you have to replace your roof. The water, as your house ages, it settles. Sometimes little tiny gaps can be enough in a heavy rain to let water in where it doesn't belong. Jones Brothers comes out, finds the source, seals it, and dispatches a painter in to touch up that area so you don't have to repaint the whole ceiling. They've done it for me 3 separate times. And one of the times they found the water wasn't getting in through under a shingle. It was getting in through an opening in the mortar. The mortar the merrier. So 3 times of them doing it. And it's amazing. You never know there's a problem when they're done. And the cost is reasonable. The outcome is 5-star quality. Promise. So call Jones Brothers for any type of roofing need, or if you want to add replacement windows and doors to your home. They do all of those services as well with an amazing backup. Guarantee on the work they do. In fact, they even show it off on their website. That's where you should really go. JBRoof.com. Take a look. You may find something there that you want for your home. It is 8:13. Down to the traffic, Donjon.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see an uptick in the traffic. Nothing really bad. Just some slow traffic on 85 southbound. First of all, up around between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road, and then again between Perry Hill Road and Ann Street. Slow traffic in those locations. Also back over on 65 southbound, same spot we had some slow traffic a little bit ago, between North Boulevard and the River Bridge, some slow traffic there. Atlanta Highway still looking real good. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements and get a free estimate. 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
You must be the greatest radio talk show host ever.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I hope they don't take him off the air.
What the bleep happened here?
I hate traffic.
Take me to your leader.
Punish them brutally.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Will you shut up? I can't hear the song in my head.
After my baby quit me.
By the way, who's the one that likes candy corn? Oh, they're making Sour Patch Kids candy corn this year.
No.
I'm not a fan of the Sour Patch Kids.
I love Sour Patch Kids.
But you don't like candy corn.
I mean, I like candy corn and peanuts because in your mouth it tastes like a payday.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's like you're having, maybe you have some friends over for football or whatever, and you have some snacky things out, and in one bowl, there's some candy corn mixed in with some salty nuts, and then you put a handful in your mouth, and bing, bang, boom. In your mouth, you think you've got a payday.
Not a good idea for you to do today, though.
No.
No, I can't.
That's probably why they had to do yesterday what she's dealing with today.
No, it's not.
All that candy corn.
I don't eat. Lord.
Or the Sour Patch Kids.
Bless it.
Okay.
I'm in pain.
8:16. Here's the soothing voice of Morris Capuano to help relax you.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I love candy corn, and I love Sour Patch Kids. I wonder what that is. I mean, is that coming out for the first time this year?
Yes. You should keep some in your mortgage desk in a bowl for people to come in.
We can do that. We can get the little packets, and anybody who wants to come in and talk to us, we'll certainly give you that and a cup of coffee, a bottle of water, whatever you want.
There you go.
Um, So, good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Boys, enjoy the worst time albums. I'm sure there's a lot more we could tell. Rich, what is your worst album you've ever heard?
Oh, no, I'm just thinking about that Terry Bradshaw found. That's got to be awful. Yeah. That's got to be excruciating. Like your fingers on a blackboard.
I remember those days.
Yep.
So, you know, rates are really good right now. And a lot of people who have interest rates are really happy with what they have right now, because we did interest rates in the threes for the longest time. Now they're in the fours. But there are people I know out there who got FHA loans where the mortgage insurance stays on there for the life of the loan. And when a person bought a home on an FHA loan or a conventional loan and they only put 5% down, you know, you're going to have mortgage insurance on that loan. More in particular, on an FHA loan, you're going to have mortgage insurance if the mortgage is less than 4 years old for the life of the loan. That mortgage insurance on that loan can be quite extraordinarily expensive. So if you've made significant improvements to the home and you feel like equity has been added to the value of the home due to the increase in prices of the homes and the demand, and that FHA mortgage insurance is not going to come off of the loan, then you can consider refinancing. So if you bought a home a couple of years ago and you did an FHA loan wherever you might have bought, you know, you could say, okay, I've got a great interest rate, but this mortgage insurance is $160 a month. I wonder if I refinance the mortgage, if I could get rid of the mortgage insurance, or at least put it on a conventional loan, reducing the mortgage insurance. So if you're not sure, I mean, grab your mortgage statement, look and see what you're paying for the mortgage insurance, if in fact you have an FHA loan or a conventional loan, and let's get together, chat over the telephone, and see what, you know, we might be able to do to get that mortgage insurance either reduced or completely taken off. So that's the one thing I wanted to talk about this morning. There's so much more we can talk about in terms of taking your credit cards, rolling them into one mortgage, reducing your monthly out expenses as the kids go back to college and you have college tuition. So, you know, anything you want to talk about, in particular about that mortgage insurance, we can talk to you about.
All right, the number to call Morris is 409-9300, 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402-669. Thank you, Morris.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
Give that man a call.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A former Prattville police officer has been sentenced after pleading guilty to burglary and fraud charges. A judge ordered Leon Townsend to serve two 10-year prison sentences and a 3-year sentence concurrently. Townsend was a lieutenant with the Prattville Police Department before he resigned in 2005. Montgomery police say 29-year-old Samuel James was shot and killed last week on South Hull Street. No arrests have been made in this case. If you can help police find his killer, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Prattville police need your help finding a missing senior. 88-year-old Fannie Mae Robinson was reported missing on Sunday. She has medical issues and her family is concerned for her welfare. If you know where she is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Kenny G is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to Three Men and a Lady with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Kenny G at the MPAC on October 25th. Tickets to Kenny G at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, October 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Thank you. You know, religious people have such beautiful music and art, and atheists really have nothing. Until now. This is the entire atheist hymnal right here. A little song called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Havanagilas for them.
the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing he is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune.
Wrote a tune.
For godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule. The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics had the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule. The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Atheists don't have no song.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Ave
Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists
just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
He is 73 years old today, Steve Martin. I always get requests for that on All Request Friday on Happy Hour, and you have the kids here. The Whippersnappers wouldn't remember, but when he came out in the 70s, he was the equivalent of the Beatles, except in comedy. He was, man, I memorized. I could do an entire side of the Let's Get Small album.
Uh-huh. He was also one of the most popular SNL hosts at the time.
Yeah, how many? He's well over...
He's in the Five Club, the Five Plus Club.
Remember that?
Yeah.
When who was it? Was it Tom Hanks who
that
joined?
That was hilarious.
Yes, it was one of their best skits where they kind of looked down on the. we have a couple of Steve clips here we could listen to.
I was on the football team. I was a quarterback, and I quit after 2 weeks. And I'll tell you why. Because when I'm the quarterback, I think I should be calling the plays. I don't think the coach should be sending in the plays. I'm in charge out there, and that's the way I felt. And I had my own strategy. I used to like to punt on first down. So I quit that, became a cheerleader. And that was really fun. You know, I got my first experience standing up in front of people, and I got my first writing experience. I wrote cheers for the team. But the other cheerleaders were so jealous, they would not use one of my cheers. I wrote, "Die, you gravy-sucking pigs," and "Try and make a touchdown, you scumbags." Great to be here for the closing night show here at what is this? Is this San Francisco? Okay, been here for 2 weeks, and this is the closing night. We do two shows tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it, so... So let's get going, huh? I mean, I think there's nothing better for a person to come out and do the same thing over and over for 2 weeks.
this is what I enjoy, so I'm just going to do the same thing over and over and over, and I think rather than do it just twice, I think I'm going to do it over and over. I'm going to do the same joke over and over in the same show. This will be like a new thing. Looking for a little different kind of thing tonight, so then this would be good. Okay. Hey, I'm not trying to be a big shot or anything like that, but I get my drinks half price.
That was the kind of stuff he just did so well.
He's hosted 15 times.
15?
Yeah, right.
Wow. So,
wow, the five-timers club. I wonder how many others. John Goodman has probably been there 15.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin currently holds the record at 17. They're back and forth.
Let's hope he doesn't get an 18th. I am Alec Baldwin. Oh, that guy turns up. I when I open my wallet, he's on my money. I just can't get away from him.
Yeah, number three is John Goodman at 13. And, wow, Buck Henry at 10.
And that was early.
Early on, yeah. He was.
Tom Hanks is at number five with 9 times.
Oh, he's got to join the 10 Timers Club then. Well, he'll make a movie and they'll have him on because that's usually when you get invited to SNL is when you've got a movie coming out.
You got to promote something.
Speaking of what we have to promote, how about Seafood Bistro?
Okay.
Let's get everybody whipped into a frenzy to join them for lunch or dinner tonight.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, plenty of soft foods you could eat there.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily.
Hi.
Does it really work?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Used it too much. Oh, you overused it.
I think it's because I don't have the right energy behind it today. Regardless, I know... What?
You sound like you just had a major dental procedure or something.
When I talk too long, my jaw hurts.
Oh.
And then it makes this area, like up in here, around my eyeball hurt.
Do you have pain? Did they give you pain pills?
No, they did not. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
I got pain pills.
No, it's not shocking. You know why? Because the government's scaring him to not helping people. Yeah. It sucks.
So, I did tell them that I talk for a living, that it was probably going to get... a little more painful as the day went on, but you know,
it's not gonna affect my show.
I mean, I've got two other shows to do after this.
Just change your name tomorrow to Laura Tab. Greg Goodell, J. Scott, Laura Tab, and Rich Thomas.
But you know, some gumbo would be absolutely fantastic today.
Yeah, you
because
can handle that.
I can't do a whole bunch of stuff.
You wanted to have crunchy stuff. You want to get gumbo would be good.
Yeah, gumbo would be great. But for all of you who have perfectly working mouths, there's a menu of greatness for you to enjoy over at the Seafood Bistro. They keep adding things to it. They keep tweaking it, making it perfect. And just in time for football season, they have the Just Because I Can Order Wings from Seafood Bistro menu.
For perfectly working mouths.
For perfectly working mouths. They've got the medium order of wings, a large order of wings. So wherever you are on the I'm hungry scale. And the... newcomer to the wing flavors that I'm excited to try out when my mouth works again is the Saigon Sweet Heat, because Saigon Sunset was my favorite at the Woodmere location.
And now they're located at the Perry Hill location, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. They open up today and every day at 11 a.m. Got the windows tinted, so if you go there in the afternoon, the sun will be killing you while you're sitting there eating a fantastic dinner. So you can check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Adakim.
At about 8:30, let's see how the roads are.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. Everything's looking really good for you. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s are all clear. The national clearance event is going on in Reinhardt Toyota. Get to the ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Lots of birthdays today. We mentioned Steve Martin, 73. Madonna turning 60. And right here in our building, LaDonna is turning
She's getting better.
Better all the time. So let's play the birthday song. Will you guys join me on this?
Okay.
For LaDonna.
Oh, happy anniversary.
That's not the one. Give me the right one.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Madonna.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday, Madonna.
Please clap.
Thank you, Joby.
And David Crosby's 77 as well.
David Crosby's 77.
Parts oh my God, who the hell cares?
The original parts.
As you mentioned, there are other parts of, there are parts of his body that are different ages.
But. Newer, yes. Many of his organs. Yeah. Well, as long as you're, you know, here's my, as long as your organs are working, you know. We have that around somewhere, don't we?
The Wurlitzer thing?
832, could I impose upon you for a forecast?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
I just posted the satellite picture. Right now we have some cloudiness, mostly low cloudiness, that is stretched across central Alabama. But it is in a splotch right there in the middle of the state. Some of this will mix out later. In other words, we'll go to a sun and cloud mix today with a high temperature that makes it into the low 90s, I think around 93 in the heat index near 100. Scattered random showers and storms for some lucky communities later, especially in the afternoon and evening, but not enough to go around. But if you get one, you are in the, you're living right. You're living right. You won the lottery. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, look for a good bit of sunshine. It's going to be a hot day tomorrow with a high in the middle 90s. And the heat index tomorrow, I think, will be 102 to 104. Will be teetering close to a heat advisory. But the number of storms tomorrow, hardly any. Maybe an isolated storm. Thursday, though, the rain chances go up a tick, if you will. 40% chance Thursday, closer to 60% by Friday and Saturday, and a decent chance Sunday as well. So high temperatures will be around 90 over the upcoming weekend, just a little down from what we have today. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies, 76 degrees and calm winds at 834.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, all right. And
you know, I had a t-shirt made once that said, well, okay, all right, roll tide.
Okay, all right, roll Mr. Salmon.
Mr. Salmon.
There he is.
Good morning.
How are
good
you, sir? Morning. What you got going on at your mattress superstore?
I saw him last week.
Yes.
In concert?
Yes, Mr. Sandman in concert. No, we went by the Atlanta Highway location and sought out a bed frame and box spring, and he helped us out. Thank you so much.
Oh, happy to do it. Very happy to do it. And happy birthday to LaDonna.
Yeah.
Did I hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Now, I just got in a closeout deal from a major memory foam company. I got a bunch of twin and twin long mattresses. The twins are, you know, this is a nice thick memory foam mattress. Great for your children if you want your children to have a really good night's sleep. The twin mattresses are only $199, and the twin longs, which are great for the college students going off to school, are $219. So, you know, supplies are limited. I think we've got about 30 of them. Well, maybe about 23 left. We sold a few. But, yeah, they are really nice mattresses at a great deal for, you know, if you want your kids to really be comfortable and enjoy their bed and get out of your bed, come check these out. But we've got all sorts of sales on the Serta, the iComforts. We're having a promotion for Labor Day that starts in about a week, I think. And all sorts of other special deals on the Jameson, the Latex, the hybrids. Just, you know, we've got more mattresses than anybody in town. We have a whole bunch of them in stock ready to load up on your truck. And we got the best prices around. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen. And on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side across from the Dollar General. And we got headboards and beds on sale, pillows. So come see us. We'll fix you up.
Yeah, somebody I know went in and got two memory foams from you. Yesterday. Where was that? Who did I hear that from? Well, anyway, they really love him. That's all I wanted to say. Mr. Sandman, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate y'all. See you later.
Have a great day. All right. Local news at 8:36.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 29-year-old Samuel James was shot and killed last week on South Hull Street. No arrests have been made in this case. If you can help police find his killer, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A former Prattville police officer has been sentenced after pleading guilty to burglary and fraud charges. A judge ordered Leon Townsend to serve two 10-year prison sentences and a 3-year sentence concurrently. Townsend was a lieutenant with the Prattville Police Department before he resigned in 2005. And Prattville police need your help finding a missing senior. 88-year-old Fannie Mae Robinson was reported missing on Sunday. She has medical issues and her family is concerned for her welfare. If you know where she is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, Steve Martin's 73rd birthday celebration continues with the one that introduced many of us to him the first time. Skit called Let's Get Small. It's 2 minutes off.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates in auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, the skit that introduced us to Steve Martin for the first time was Ramblin' Guy, and this is it. And yes, that's him playing the banjo, and yes, that's the reason I bought a banjo, to learn how to play it, because I wanted to be him. What an idiot.
Hey, this guy is good. I'm a Ramblin' Guy. I'm a rambling guy. I ramble out to the different times score in a car, get a hotel. Oh yes, 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 oh no. A rambling guy. Hey, R-A-M-B-L-I-N. Apostrophe, oh rambling. Okay, everybody. Come on, sing with me. Rambling guy. What's the matter? You people up tired or something? Okay, ladies only, he's a rambling guy, oh Lord. Okay, now the men. Rambling, rambling, rambling. Okay, this half of the room. Okay, now this half. Beautiful. There's two-fifths of the room, now there's three-fifths. Okay, 2/7, 5/7. Okay. In Chinese now. Mong gao, mong gao, mong gao. Well, I'm rambling, 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 rambling. Blam.
Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
It doesn't seem like business when Jeff Mallinson, I'm even going to give him the sound effect with this, Lord of the Laminates at Georgia Floors Direct stop by. Good morning.
Good morning.
I rarely take a step during the day that doesn't connect to something that Georgia Floors Direct has put into my house. Or, in fact, when last time I saw Mr. McAdam, the founder of Georgia Floors Direct, I said, you can't be in this town 10 minutes for the first time without stepping on a floor that had a connection to you.
That's right. Well, you know, he's been doing it a long time. He opened up in 58, back in Normandale Shopping Center in the glory days. And he built the building on Eastern Boulevard in 69.
Which took vision then, right?
Yeah, because
there was... If I understand my history of Montgomery correctly, that was like way out.
Yeah, everybody's like, what are you doing out there? There's nobody out there. It's all happening
right.
Downtown.
Yeah.
But no, he's taught me everything he knows about the service industry, about the flooring industry. And we're blessed to have a great customer base and repeat customers and new customers. And we do all types of floors.
How many thousands of square feet have you done with me now over the years? And tile. Oh, God, these guys do some amazing tile work.
Tile work is so involved because, I mean, my dad one year thought it would be a great project for us to tile the sunroom.
Oh.
It wasn't.
No,
it wasn't fun.
Have. Well, hey, we love the weekend warriors that come in and want to do it themselves.
Sure.
We have it. We'll give them a tutorial. Matter of fact, I gave a young man yesterday a tutorial on laying vinyl plank flooring.
Their kids don't love it.
Yeah. And he was super, super excited that I taught him how to do it because he had no clue what he was going to do. But we do that, or we have full service installation that we have warranties on all of our install as well. So
your installers are true artists.
They really are. We have spent I like the word vetting process. We go through an extensive vetting process with our installers. Of course, they're all background checked. We do have Hispanic labor. They're all legal.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay taxes. and so they're really good workers. We have everybody that does hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl. Of course, we have Brother Dave, you know, that does custom area rugs.
He's done some amazing stuff, too.
Yeah. He did the Bassmasters rug back years ago. It has, like, a wall size. You still see it on ESPN. They take it out every now and then. But it's got, like, it's a 16 by 35, and it's got, like, 300 different colors in it, and it's the bass jumping out of the water. He actually hand-built that rug.
Wow.
So.
Amazing. You know, I love watching people do something that I never, you know, could never learn how to do. When they did the tile wall, what do they get? The splash, what do they call it?
Behind backsplash.
Backsplash.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I remember when
stuff.
You did your countertops.
Yes.
And you did the backsplash over there. That kitchen went from looking just like a kind of a blah kitchen to really a upscale, good-looking kitchen.
Oh, absolutely transformative. But I got to stop by and see you, and soon, or Mrs. Ritterbuttle will be over to visit with you. You have a Stainmaster carpet, right, that's good for people with pets that forget?
Yes. I have two Great Danes and three cats.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
So we have hardwoods throughout the house, but in every single room we have an Airy rug, and it is a Stainmaster rug with a Stainmaster pad.
There you go.
Because Murphy is 168 pounds.
Oh, my.
And,
well, baby, that's even more than you.
Bless his heart.
Never talk about a woman's weight, Rich. In front of her, anyway.
Wow.
Bailey, I can't imagine that. It's mostly hair anyway. I told you she's very...
Oh, sure, it's just fluffiness.
She's very
fluffy.
She's
not having any of it.
What's
right
my
now
excuse?
Yeah, I'm fluffy.
Yeah. So, because we have a room that's got a... It came with a house that's an older hardwood, but it's getting messed up.
Yeah.
So we need to consult on what we can do to get that okay and then put something over it. Can
right
you do that?
Oh, yeah. We've got, you know, everybody, you know, we do everything from, you know, large commercial to regular Main Street commercial to residential. So everybody has a little different scenario when they come in. Hey, I have this situation. And we've dealt over the last, I've been doing it for 27 years.
Yeah, half the time, more than half the time that Georgia Floors Direct has been around.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've come into contact with just about everything we could imagine. So if we don't know the answer, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out what the best floor and the best application for you. And we'll definitely get you, you know, we have a low price promise, so nobody will beat our prices, not even the box stores.
Absolutely. And, of course, with those experienced installers, you can count on an incredible result. Not just a good result, but an incredible result with Georgia Floors Direct. And qualified buyers can do 12 months good as cash, too, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have a 12-month same as cash and no money down.
So you can do more with your floors.
That's right.
Absolutely. At Georgia Floors Direct, Jeff, it's been a privilege to have you as a sponsor and a friend for so many years now.
Well, it's always enjoyable being on the show. And I was really excited because I got to meet Emily this morning.
Well, that's what most of our guests say.
I feel like you're being cheated because I'm not at my full...
Well, hey, if, I don't know if I can handle the full energy today because this is really good. I've always been a fan. I listen to you guys because I drive a lot. We're constantly going all over, measuring and looking at people's floors and stuff. And so you guys are my companions in the morning.
Oh, cool.
Drive along. So
do you have Mars lights on that truck here so I can have you come over to my place quickly?
Yeah, I can do it.
The need is urgent.
Yeah,
but it's a pleasure, and thank you again. I think one of the nicest things anybody's ever, most flattering things anybody's ever done for me was getting to attend their Christmas party last year with all their employees.
That we was felt special that you were there.
No, I felt special that you invited me there.
Well, always you're invited again this year.
Thank you, my friend. It is 8:47. We have one final traffic update, and then we're back with the Morning Maroon nominee.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking really good this morning. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard looks really good. Atlanta Highway's all clear. The 31's no problem there. Maybe a little bit of road construction might get in your way up on Wetumpka Highway 231 right around Jasmine Hill, so watch out for that. But no backups there at the moment. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Landmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's that very special time of the morning at 8:50. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And at 8:50, joining us to help judge the dumbest of the dumb is our friend from Rebel Farm Center, Randy Burkholder. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How y'all?
You know, it's been an interesting morning, to say the least.
It has.
All right. In a way, you have to give our first nominee a little credit for... It wasn't a disguise. She was an actual nun who was on a flight from Missouri to Australia. And somehow they found 2 pounds of coke in her high heels.
Oh, wow.
Not good.
Yeah. That was, I don't know. Was she being paid to be a mule, or was she an innocent victim of being duped? Hey, here's a free pair of shoes. Not sure, but she was arrested. All right, we have an 18-year-old woman in Florida who got busted for driving an unregistered vehicle. Nothing too illegal about that. But when the cops searched her purse, they found two cans of pepper spray. That's not legal.
Okay.
And two cans of fart spray.
I didn't know they made that.
So I guess if you're accosted and you give somebody, you know, a good with the pepper spray and that doesn't work, you pull out the other can and take that. So that's nominee number two.
I bet it is.
And then in Buffalo, New York, I'm not sure who the maroon should be here. Guy let a woman into his house to use his bathroom this past Saturday. On her way out, she grabbed a decorative sword that was sitting by his front door and then robbed him. How do you like that? Here's thank you for letting me use your can.
Touché!
Was he dumb for letting her in, or is she dumb for using such a unique weapon? Got his wallet, bank card, social security card. Cops haven't found her yet, but that's... And sometimes it's not just stupid, it's like... What an
would
ugly thing.
Would you really
thing.
Be too afraid with a decorative sword?
You wonder if that doesn't have, like, just a safety edge on the safety tip or something.
Possibly.
It's a weird group today.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
We had a guy with a parrot on his shoulder who had to be rescued from waist-deep mud good. Sunday. So there's a lot of dumb things going on out there. We try to narrow it down. Lady who offered herself in a tweet... I'll do anybody with the New York transit system if you just get this train moving. It took 2 minutes for her to get a response to that. A lot of weird stuff. Maybe it's this just this relentless heat.
It's retrograde. Mercury and retrograde.
Mercury and retrograde. I taught everybody about that on TV today.
Called it Mercury.
So what do you think, Randy?
I think it's contestant number three, the dude got robbed with
a decorative sword. Yeah. Okay, we will hand it to him.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
So, what's happening this week at Prattville Farm Center that you would like to talk about?
Well, we got a big week here. We've got our annual Hunter's Night out on Thursday at about 6 p.m. It's free to those that hunt, plant green fields to come and learn a little about clover. This year we're having a company out of West Alabama that does a lot of trials with seed. We're going to talk primarily about clover, but there's good pricing. We carry probably 10, 15 different types of greenfield mixes and fertilizer.
And that's like designed to what, bring deer in?
Yes, sir. The guys plant it as a supplemental food plots for deer, and typically they hunt over those food plots a lot of times.
I see.
Guys don't necessarily hunt over them, they just keep them there to give deer, so that more deer stay in the area, they have something to eat during the winter when there's not so much stuff available.
And that's Thursday night, this coming Thursday at 6?
It is, yeah. We'll have great prices, particularly for that show. We discount a lot of our fertilizer products and seed products, so it's a good time to get in there and get some good price.
Good time for the great taste of clover.
And a hot dog and hamburger free. And a good time to learn a little something.
So. Yeah, I this has been an annual thing. We've talked about it for a long, long time. Of course, Prattville Farm Center also the place. Not only get what you need, they got an equestrian section. They got the best dog food on the planet at a great price. Tools, seeds, whatever you need to get rid of what you don't want grown or to nurture what you do want to grow. And most importantly, the wisdom on how to use it to get the best possible result. That's what Prattville Farm Center is, a warm, welcoming place, kind of like Big Drucker Store up there in the preferred community. Randy, give us your hours, please.
Yes, sir. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And we're on Highway 31, just a little past McDonald's, headed toward Montgomery.
All right. We will talk to you again on Thursday. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
All right. Bye. 856.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Steve Martin, his hair has always been the color of 73.
I know.
But now he's actually turned that age. Here's one more clip on his birthday.
I travel around a lot. There's one thing about traveling that drives me crazy. I always have to rent cars. No, I wish they rented 55 Plymouths, because all the new cars have seatbelt buzzers. And you get into a buzz, and you get out, and it goes buzz, and everything you do is buzz. If you want to drive 2 inches, you know, it goes buzz, you know. What they're going to do is they're going to develop it to the point. Like, let's say you leave your keys in the car, and you get about 10 feet away, and the car goes, hey! Come over here a second! What? Your keys, you moron! They're going to have those things everywhere someday, you know? Not enough foreplay. Buzz!
I don't know what he meant by that. Happy birthday again to LaDonna Brooks, who has now become a pillar of the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company. And Steve Martin, 73, Madonna, 60. Did we miss anybody? There were a lot of birthdays today.
Yeah.
Crosby.
Oh, yeah, David Crosby, too. Yeah. Yeah. They're
Dash Cross. You're always singing Dash Cross songs.
You know what's scary is I know a lot of people who were born on August 16th, and I can't remember any of them.
How do you know that you know a lot of people? You could be as old as I am one day, or one or two.
You ever stare at, I stare at a date all day long, and
yes.
I know I'm supposed to remember something, and then the next day you're going, oh, I know what it was.
Yeah. I should have been at that wedding for Emily. That's what January 26th was.
On the 27th, I'm going, oh, geez.
I don't see, given the... what we've already done in terms of advance anticipation, how we could possibly forget something that big. The Royal Wedding of the River Region.
That's right.
As clock. Coined by...
Look at that big clock on the wall there. It's ticking down.
Uh-huh. That and...
Boy, look at the time.
News and views.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News.